note now of a new study published in the journal Health Affairs that got our attention. It concluded that nearly 8 million middle-income elderly will not be able to afford housing or health care services needed to live a quality life in the coming decade. And by 2029, that number will almost double. This is the group that researchers call the forgotten middle. They won't be able to afford assisted living, but also don't qualify for subsidized housing and care. The goal of the National Investment Center for Senior Housing and Care, which sponsored the study, is to find incentives for building housing for middle-income seniors, as well as explore new pricing models in healthcare services for the elderly. So they definitely released a wake-up call. And there's been an ongoing one about plastics. The Pope has called for an end to plastic pollution of the oceans. National Geographic launched a campaign last year to wrap its magazine in paper instead of plastic. Have you replaced your plastic straws? Did you see that video of one stuck in the nose of a sea turtle? It will make you run out to find paper or metal. Few people are unaware of the way plastics are smothering our environment, clogging the oceans, killing wildlife. What can we do as individuals? Well, 17-year-old Isabel Thorpe and 18-year-old Kate Shortman had the same question, but they are about to have a very big stage. They are two of nine British athletes who've received Olympic Solidarity Grants. This is money, a few hundred a month, from the International Olympic Committee to help in their attempt to qualify for the 2020 Games. That's their main goal. But last month, they also performed their synchronized world championship routine in a pool filled with plastic, bottles, bags, toiletries. Oh, look, there's a piece of bubble wrap wrapped around a perfectly pointed toe. They both join us from the UK on Skype. Kate, Isabel, are you there?
Hiya.
Well, you synchronize your hellos as well. This is mesmerizing. I just, first of all, we're going to have this video that was put together by the Big Bang Fair. We'll talk about that in a second. We'll have that at hereandnow.org. People really have to see this, to see how clogged this pool was. And Kate, if you could start by just talking about some of the moves you were trying to make and what was happening.
Yeah, so it was really hard to swim in the actual plastic. Like, it really simulated what it would be like for the animals. So every time we went to do a thrust or a boost, there would be a bag in the way that was stopping your hand sculling or your leg from egg beating, which like propulses you upwards. So obviously for the animals, that would be really hard to like swim through, especially for propulsing around the pool or come out of the pool.
Isabel, Kate just mentioned some things. Thrust, that's when you thrust yourself up out of the water?
Yeah.
We see moves like, you know, you lay out in sort of a back bend.
Yeah, so for a lot of the routine, you can't see where you're going because you're not facing the direction you're going to swim in, or you're upside down. You can't see anything. It's very disorienting. So there's a lot of plastic in the way that you don't really know is there. Like Kate said, you just get caught in the bags or stuff underwater, and you just can't avoid it really.
It's quite something. And let's face it, synchronized swimming has been mocked famously on Saturday Night Live. But yeah, it is the hardest thing you can do in the water. You've talked to famous speed swimmers who try it. They don't have the breath for it.
No, it's so much harder than it looks, because we both do speed swimming alongside synchro, and we've done gymnastics as well. And it's sort of a combination of gymnastics, dance, speed swimming. You have to have the agility of a gymnast. And so it's a lot harder than it looks. And people think we push off the bottom, yeah, and stuff and push off the floor. We can't do that. We will get points deducted or disqualified. It's so much harder than it looks. It's so good for it to be
publicized,
yeah, to get synchro's name out there as a minority sport, and also to raise awareness for plastic pollution is a really good thing.
Well, there's a moment when you're coming up, it is part of that thrust. And as you said, you're not pushing off the ground. And so that when we see synchronized swimmers pop up quickly from under the water, it's from your own propulsion. But doing that with bubble wrap and a milk bottle around your leg, it seems impossible.
Yeah, it's like already it is really hard. Plastic and everything, it just makes it like five times harder.
It adds a lot of like resistance and like weight. So yeah.
There's another slow moment. This is when you two both come up slowly through the water. And this is a point where you've probably been underwater for over a minute and you're dying, and but you look so serene.
Yeah, with regards to the sport, it's such a mentally challenging sport as well, because you're 24/7 getting corrections. There's a very subjective element to the sport. It's not just about hitting a time like with speed swimming. So for you to come out of the water after doing like a really long figure and not being able to breathe, like gasping for air, you still have to look elegant and execute it really well. Otherwise, you're not going to get the recognition from the judges. So with regards to like the animals, obviously they don't have to look graceful like we do, but it would just be really hard for them with the plastic, the air they breathe in would be like restricted. So yeah.
Well, we know this performance was requested by the Big Bang Fair. That's an annual science fair for young up-and-coming scientists and engineers. When you first heard about this, when somebody asked you to do this, was this something plastic that you'd already been thinking about?
It was definitely an eye-opener for both of us, because I think that obviously we know about the issues of pollution and plastic pollution, everything.
It's really brought about like a lot of publicity for it as well. Like Katy Perry, I think she retweeted our video, which was like amazing.
Well, the World Economic Forum put it out, put statistics over you guys attempting to swim in this muck. A garbage truck of plastic is dumped into the ocean every minute, adding to the tons already there. When scientists tested crustaceans in the Mariana Trench, deepest part of the ocean, 100% of them had plastic in their lungs. I mean, a quarter of the plastic in the ocean is single use. So this is part of the campaign to go to a circular economy, reuse plastics. Well, it's quite something. Again, we'll have the video at herenow.org. But meanwhile, here you are trying to get to the 2020 Olympics. You finished eighth at the European Championships. You just also finished fifth at the Artistic Swimming World Series in Paris. That was in March. So moving your way up. You talked about synchronized swimming being a minority sport.
Yeah, no, definitely. A lot of people do see it as an art instead of a sport. And I think that this pollution advertisement really helped with the like getting Synchro's name out there as well as raising awareness for pollution, which was really good, especially in the UK where it is a lot smaller than in other countries like Russia, America. Like it's a lot bigger.
Isabel, what we can see in the video, and it helps you at one point, is that your routine is based on karate and you are sort of chopping your way through some of this plastic. Let's talk about your routine. And this reminder, synchronized swimming has been in the Olympics since 1984. There's music above and below the water. There are free and technical routines. Points are given 50% for technical ability, 50% for artistic. The swim world has been buzzing about your routine since the fall. It is karate themed. We'll post it at hereandnow.org along with the plastics video. But let's listen to a little. You walk out at the 2019 French Open in Montreal onto the pool deck, suddenly do a karate move, a few others, and then you're into the pool. And then the two of you are like egg beaters churning through this water.
Yeah, so our new routine is karate themed and it's kind of directed towards the fact that we're going to Tokyo for the Olympics. And we've had a martial arts specialist come in and help us with some of the moves. As you can probably see in the video, I like us doing like lots of karate movements. And we tried to get the martial arts specialist to really help us get the feel for it.
But no plastics at the Olympics. I want to go back to your plastics video. And Kate, do you anticipate doing something like this again? I mean, I could just see you going on a tour and swimming in pools filled with plastic.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It's a really good cause. And it's like while simultaneously getting synchronized swimming on the map. So yeah, definitely.
That's Kate Shortman and Isabel Thorpe. They made quite a splash, sorry about that, when they did their world championship routine in a pool filled with floating plastic waste. We'll have the edited video that's flying around at hereandnow.org. Ladies, thank you so much, and also best of luck to you in your quest for 2020.
Thank you.
Again, we'll have both the plastics video and their real routine at hereandnow.org. I'm going to give you a second now to close your eyes and imagine their karate and martial arts inspired Olympic routine. It's hard.